I'll wait for you, vamos.
Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef, as well as the Ilui Nishmas Chaim Tzvi Ben Avraham. Today's daf is daf Lamed Zayin, and of course we are on the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara just presented a dilemma about what Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is about the concept of Breira. Breira means retroactive determination. So the Gemara had said that our Mishnah seems to indicate that Rabbi Yehuda does agree with Breira. But the Gemara said that we have a Breisa, some rabbi by the name of Ayo. I don't know what his mother was thinking when he named him Ayo, but whatever, that was his name. So this rabbi by the name of Ayo taught in a Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Breira. So the Gemara said, because Ayo said Rabbi Yehuda doesn't own the Breira, that shows the Mishnah is wrong. So the Gemara now turns around and says, what? You have a Mishnah and a Braisa and you're favoring the Mishnah over the Braisa? There's a reason why Braisas are Braisas and Mishnahs are Mishnahs, says the Gemara. Adarabba, that's the word that we're up to, three lines in the bottom of Lamavavim base. Adarabba, lesa l'da'ayo mimasnisin. You should say the other way around. The Mishnah should prove that Ayo and the Braisa is wrong. Shmuel, good morning. Great to see you. Lesa l'da'ayo mimasnisin. Answers the Gemara, lo sa'aka daitach. No. The Hashamina le Rabbi Yehuda de lesle breira. Because we have a third place where we see that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of the concept of breira. Disanya. Because we learned in a braisa, halokech yayin mi bein hakusim, a person who buys wine from the kusim. Now there's a machlokus whether the kusim were Jews, and apparently they were not careful about trumas and maisus, whether you hold the Jews or not. We'll get to this in a minute. But halokech yayin mi bein hakusim, if a person's buying wine from kusim, so he buys it in a barrel, and he wants to drink the wine from the barrel, but he has nowhere. Good morning, Eitan. Good to see you. But he has nowhere to put the wine from the truma. So the Gemara says, you know what he could do? Fascinating shtick that he can pull. He could drink all the wine in the barrel first, but before he drinks the wine, he says like this. He says like this. Shnei lugin shani yasad lahafrish. When I get to the end of the barrel, the last two lug will be truma. Harein truma. Asara Maisarisha. The last 10 Logan will be Maisarisha. Tisha Maisasheni. Umechel. Vishosa Miyad. And he transfers the Kedusha to Maisasheni. Vishosa Miyad. He could drink the wine right away. Divi Rabbi Meir. So obviously Rabbi Meir holds Yesh Breira because the whole time he's drinking, he wasn't Mafreshit yet. At the end, it'll turn out retroactively that because he left over some stuff at the end, retroactively, it's going to end up being Meiser from the beginning, even though he never separated that stuff from him because he has nowhere to put it. He has no other jug in which to put it. So he says, I'll just drink. And when I get to the end, it'll turn out retroactively that it will have been Shuma Meiser from the beginning. So Rabbi Meir says it works. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Osrin. They say, Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't work. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't work. Must be Rabbi Yehuda denies the principle of Breira. He holds there is no Breira. So it's two against one. Ula Amar. Ula says, no. This is not a proof that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold the Breira. Because you got the Girsa wrong in the Breisa. It's not one against three. It's actually two against two. Says, Ula Amar lesala yomi mastisa. No. The Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda does hold the Breira proves the Ayo and the Braisa are wrong where he doesn't hold the Breira. Really, he does hold the Breira. You just quoted me a third, a Kasav Ashlishi Lachmir Benayim. You quoted me a third opinion that seems to say that Rabbi Yehuda denies Breira. Says the Gemara, V'alohadu Ketani, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin, Ula Zuze Ketani. Ula had them in pairs. Ula had them in pairs. It wasn't one against three. It wasn't Rabbi Meir against Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Shimon. He had a different girsa. He had Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say it does work. And only Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon say it doesn't work. So Rabbi Yehuda was really on the side of the people who do hold of Breira. So it's two against one in the other direction. So the Mishnah and this source say Rabbi Yehuda does hold of Breira, and Ayo's Breisa is knocked out of the water. Zuze Ketani. Divir Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Yehuda. He had Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda saying it's okay. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Osrin. Now, this question about whether kusim, so it sounds like fruit that you buy from kusim, is chayiv in trumas and maestras. Rashi Maseches Gittin Hol says that this brisa holds that the kusim were legit good gerim. This is a machlokas tanayim and a machlokas rishonim had a paskin. Were the kusim good legit gerim or not? Because apparently there was a whole story in the Navi that these lions came and were attacking them, and they converted because of the lions. But the question is, was the ultimate conversion because of the lions a legit conversion, or was it not legit? So Rashi in Gittin says, this brisa holds, they were legit gerim. And since they were real Jews, the produce that they own in the land of Israel is chayiv and maaser midoraisa because they were Jews. But had they been goyim, Arab-owned land in Israel is not chayiv and trumas and maaser midoraisa. That's Rashi and Gittin. However, Tosas Rabbi Akiva Eger, in his commentary in the Mishnayos Demai, asks against Rashi. We know Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir in Menachos, Rabbi Yehuda in the same Braisa holds that even the fruit of Goyim is Chayev in Shumas and Mises. So, and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, they disagree with the remainder of Yehuda in Menachos, and they hold that a Goy stuff is exempt. However, they hold that the Kusim were legit. We're not legit, and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda hold that a goy stuff is not chayiv in trumas and maaser, but they hold that the kusim were not legit geirim, and if they were not legit geirim, so it turns out that Rashi's going like nobody. Because according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the fruit is chayiv, even if they were not Jews. But according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, they really weren't Jews. So according to that analysis, Rashi ends up... So anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is that there's a major dispute about two things. Number one, were the kusim legit geirim or not? Number two, if they were goyim, so is there stuff chayiv and meiser or not? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, if they were goyim, why is the stuff chayiv and meiser? So he holds that even if you hold that a goy's stuff is not chayv and trumas and maaser midoraisa, nevertheless, midorabanan, since it grew in Eretz Yisrael, even if it's owned by goyim, midorabanan, Hoses Rabbi Kiva Eger in Demai writes that it is chayv. And there's Gemara Menachos like that, that even payers of goyim gemurim, forget about kusim, even payers of real goyim, midorabanan are chayv. Keep this in the back of your head. And similarly, the Ramban and the Rashba all say this. Now, keep this in the back of your head, as we're going to come back to this in a minute. So let's continue. Says the Gemara. Before we continue. So Taisus Harash asks, in the name of Rabbeinu Meir, the Gemara could have said, why didn't the Gemara just answer according to Ula, instead of coming up with this weird answer that, well, it wasn't 1 and 3, but it was really 2 and 2. Why don't you just say that Rabbi Yehuda holds of Breira by Dinim Darabanan, but he doesn't hold of Breira by Dinim Daraisa, because Trumas and Maisus, this case, is Din Daraisa. Maybe that's why Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira, but the case of Tchumen, our case, is a Din Darabanan. Because the Gemara in Beitza seems to say that there may be a difference between the Rabbanans and the Oraisas. So the Tosas Harash answers that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tchumen is a Din Doraisa, so you can't make that distinction. We see from other Gemaras that Tchumen is the Raisa. The Rashba seems to say that no, that even Rabbi Yehuda says Tchumen's Derabanan. Oh, but now let's come back to what we just said. According to the Ramban and the Rashba that we just quoted earlier, that fruit of Kusim is Chayv only Midrabanan, that would also answer the Tosa Rosh's Kasha, because so in fruit, we saw the answer was that fruit's Doraisa, but if you hold that they're Kusim or Geri Arayus, the stuff is Chayv and Trumas and Maisa only Derabanan, so then that would also answer the Kasha. Okay. Let's go further. Again, the main thing to remember from this is that there is a major dispute about whether a guy's produce in the land of Israel is chayiv and shumas and maizes to rice. But that's called, remember, the Gemara in Gittin has this. Yesh kinyan la'ovi kachavim la'hafkiya miyad shumas and maizes. Does the ownership of property and the produce in Israel, does that exempt you? Does that make it exempt bechlal? Or maybe there's still a chayiv derabanan? That's a question. And then, if the kusim are Jews or non-Jews, so if they're Jews, so then their stuff is chayiv and maaser, but they wouldn't take it. But if they're goyim, then maybe their stuff wasn't chayiv, at least maybe not the rice, and maybe yes, the rabbanan. Okay, ask the Gemara, v'savah Rabbi Yossi. Okay, we're done with Rabbi Yehuda, now what about Rabbi Yossi? Ask the Gemara, v'savah Rabbi Yossi, ein breira. Does Rabbi Yossi really hold that there is no retroactive determination? V'hatanan, didn't we learn a Mishnah in Kenan? Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, shtei nashim shalachos kenein be'eruv. Let's say you have two women. They were Yoleda, so they were a Zava, so they were chayv to bring two turtle doves or two pigeons, one for a Chatas and one for an Ola. So the two women went to the market and they bought four birds. And they didn't stipulate whose birds were who. Or maybe they did stipulate. One woman said, bought two birds, and the other woman bought two birds. But when they gave it to the Kohen, oh, shenasnu kineim l'kohen, demei kineim l'kohen. Or they didn't buy the birds. They when they bought the birds, one bought two, the other bought two. When they gave them to the Kohen to bring the Karbanos, they mixed them all up. They didn't tell the Kohen whose birds were who. Or they just gave the Kohen money. And they said, the Kohen, you go buy it. Eza Sheir, it's a Kohen Yaakov Ola. Ula Eza Sheir, it's a Yaakov Chatas. So the Kohen can do whatever he wants with the birds. He could take the two that one woman brought and say, these are the two Chatases. The other two are the two Ola. Whichever one he wants. So this Mishnah seems to assume the concept of Breira, because it turns out retroactively that the one that he brings for this woman's Chatas is this woman's. The ones that he brings for this, so it turns out retroactive that it works. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabba, and this is Rabbi Yossi, right? Rabbi Yossi Omer. So how can you tell me in the last Braisa that Rabbi Yossi denies Breira? Here you see Rabbi Yossi holds a Breira. Answers the Gemara. I'm a rabba. Hasam kisha hisnu. No. Really, Rabbi Yossi does not hold a Vrera. But there, we're talking about a case where the women specifically made a Tanai. They made a Tanai that the Kohen should be allowed to designate whichever one he wants to designate. They said whichever, they made it that whichever bird the Kohen would designate for her, that will be hers. That's the way Rashi understands. Tosis in Yarmaskel Kehishnu, the bottom Tosis here says, that's ridiculous. What do you mean? The Tanai would still be Breira. They make a condition that says whichever one he chooses retroactively will be mine. That's still Breira. So Tosis has a different shot here, or the Ritva has a different shot. Some say they're talking about that the Tanai was that they would not acquire ownership until the Kohen would determine this. So it's not retroactive. It's that the whole ownership would only begin from that point. So says the Ritva. Tosis gave a different answer, that it's talking about that the money was given as a mixture, but the birds, that at the time of the purchase, they said which bird would belong to each one of them. But they didn't mix the birds. And the Kohen just decided which is the Chatzis and which is the Ola. But not that the Kohen actually mixed the birds. So says Tosis. But anyway, ask the Gemara, if they made a condition, Ihachi, Maile Memri, isn't it obvious? Answer the Gemara, Kamash, Lankid Rav Chista. The Chiddush is like the din of Rav Chista. What's the din of Rav Chista? Dam Rav Chista, Ein Hakinen. Dam Rav Chista, Ein Hakinen, Misparshos. Ella iba lekichas bailim o basias kohen, that the pairs of birds don't become designated either when the owner designates them, or if the owner does not designate them when the Kohen designates them. That's the Chiddush. That if the owner didn't designate it, the Kohen is allowed to designate it. Ask the Gemara of Akati. Savar Rabbi Yossi Ein Breira. Okay, fine. So you got out of this one. But I have another proof that Rabbi Yossi holds of Breira. V'atanya Am Ha'aretz She'amar L'chaver. If you have an Am Ha'aretz. He's not a Talmud Chacham, right? We learned earlier. Am Ha'aretz. He's a person of the land, right? He's not a person of the Seichel. He's a person of the land. Am Ha'aretz She'amar L'chaver. He says to a Talmud Chacham, Kachli Agud Achas She'erga Gluska Achas. Please go buy me a bundle of vegetables or a loaf of bread. Now, he bought it from Nama Aretz. Ein otzarach la'aser. The Talmud Chacham does not have to take meiser from it because he could just say, because the Talmud Chacham is not allowed to sell an Nama Aretz something that does not have trumas and meiser taken off of it. But in this case, he's just acting as a shliach on his behalf. He's not selling it to him. He never acquires ownership. Ein otzarach la'aser. Divi Rabbi Yossi. So you see, Chachamim Omrim, no, otzarach la'aser. So you see, Rabbi Yossi holds of Breira. Now, Rabbi Yossi says that it turns out that when the Talmud Chacham bought the stuff, he didn't stipulate which one is for him, which one's for the Amaretz. He just bought two of them. When he gives it to the Amaretz, retroactively, it's going to be determined that was the one all along was supposed to be for him, and the Talmud Chacham never had ownership of it. But Chachamim say, no, he's got to take Meiser because he acquired ownership, because they deny the rule of Breira. Rabbi Yossi holds of Breira. Chacham don't hold of Breira. So here you see, Rabbi Yossi holds of Breira. Answers the Gemara, Epoch. Flip it around. You got Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim backwards. Okay, hold on. Hold that thought. Tashma, come in here, another proof. Ha'omer ma'isa she'eshli be'beisi m'chulal al-sel shetala b'yadi menakis. Person says, the ma'iser sheni that I have in my house, the Kedusha is going to be transferred on the first dollar that I spend from this, that I take out of this wild. There's a bunch of coins. The first one that coins out is going to be redeemed, even though he didn't do it now. So Rabbi Yossi Omer Mechulo. Rabbi Yossi says it works. You see again, Rabbi Yossi holds a Breira. Says the Gemara, Epoch. If Ema, Rabbi Yossi Omer Lochilo. No, Rabbi Yossi must say not. Says Gemara, wait a second. You just had two proofs that Rabbi Yossi holds a Breira. You flipped them both around because you had one proof that he doesn't hold a Breira. Why are you flipping around the two because of the one? Flip around the one because of the two. Says the Gemara. Why are you flipping around two because of one? Flip around the one because of the two. Says the Gemara, no. You got to flip around this one. This one's got to be flipped around. Why? Because the Sefer explicitly states that in the Reisha, Rabbi Yossi said it doesn't work. Why? Because look at the Sefer. The Ketani Sefer, Umod Rabbi Yossi, Ba'omer Maisa Sheyeshli Bezoch Besi, Rabbi Yossi admits, in the case of where a guy says, Meiser Shein that I have in my house, the Kedusha should be transferred on the one new coin that I have in my wallet. There's only one of them. Here there's no Breira. Of course, there's only one there. Shechilo. There he admits that it is Mechulo. That shows that obviously in the ratio he held it was not Mechulo. So that's why you got to flip it around. From the fact that the Sefer says Chilal, obviously the ratio was low Chilal, so it makes sense to flip it around. Ask the Gemara, Haisel Chadash Heichindami. What's the case of this new Se'id? If there's two or three, Diyesh Breira, Hainu Kamaisa, then it's the same case as the beginning. Ela Delek Ela Chada. So it must be there's only one coin there. Says the Gemara, Mai Ta'ale. What does it mean, the one that comes out? If it's the only one there, obviously that's the one that's going to come back. Gemara says, you're right. I did the Tana Resha Tala, Tana Sefer Nami Tala, because it was just using the same language that it used in the Resha, but really it didn't mean the one that comes out. There's only one in there, so that's what it means. It's the only one in there. That's where the Trumas and Mises would be Chal on. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, which of the Tanaim hold that there's no Breira even by the Rabbanans? Amalei Rav the Rav Nachman Man Hai Tana Dafili B'Darban Less Lei Breira. Who is the Tana that holds like the Brisa that I'm about to quote you? That holds that even Midrabbanon there's no Breira, like by Erev Tchumen, which most authorities hold as the Rabbanon. The Sanya, we learned in a Brisa, Amalei Chamisha Hareini ma'arev aleizim ekim she'eretze. So one of you is going to benefit. I'm making an error for one of you, but he doesn't stipulate which one. Ratzisi yelech, lo ratzisi lo yelech. If I want, you'll go. If I don't want, you won't go. Ratza mi ba'od yom. See, if he determined before Shabbos who the Erev was for, then Eruv Erev. Mishachashecha, but if he determined only on Shabbos, ain't Eruv Erev. So you see, there's no Brera. So he asked him, who is the opinion that says, even with the Rabbanon, this is Tchumim's Rabbanon, even the Rabbanon we say ain't Brera. Who's the author? Ishtik v'lomav lomide. Rav Nachman did not answer Rava. He didn't know which Tana held, even by the Rabbanon, there's no Brera. Says the Gemara, v'lemele Tana deve ayohu. Why don't we say this is the famous Bryce of Ayo, who said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's Ein Brera, even by Eruv's Rabbanon. Lo Shmielai, he did not hear that Bryce of Ayo. Rav Yosef Amar Tanoi Shaklis Ma'amar. Rav Yosef said, what's Rav Nachum being quiet here? Did he forget about the famous Machlokas Tanoim about this? Have you removed Tanoim from the world? Tanoi Shaklis Ma'amar. You removed Tanoim from the world. Tanoihi. This is a machlokas tanayim. The Sani, we learned in a brisa. If a person places his Erev at the end of the tchum, in a place that is supervised, and he wants it to be there for all the Shabbosos of the year, and he makes the following condition. Hareini ma'arev l'shabbosos shel kol hashana. Ratzisi eilech lo ratzisi lo eilech. I want this to be an Erev for every Shabbos of the year. On a Shabbos that I want to walk out of the tchum, I want the Erev to work. On a Shabbos that I want to walk in the other direction, 2,000 Amos, I don't want the Erev to work. Ratza mi ba'od yom, if he states his intentions before Shabbos, Eruv Erev. Mi shechashecha, but if he only states his intentions after Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eruv Erev. Rabbi Shimon says it's a good Erev, because he holds a Brera. It turns out retroactively that Erev Shabbos, this was really supposed to be the Erev. They hold Ein Brera. So you see, this is a machlokas tanaim. So what's Rav Nachman being quiet, not saying he doesn't know who doesn't hold of Brera by the Rabbanans? Asks Rav Yosef, wait a minute, how could you say that Rabbi Shimon holds it's a good Erev because of Brera? V'hashamina Rabbi Shimon de lesle Brera. But don't we know that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of Brera by the case beforehand of buying the wine from the Kusim? Kasha the Rabbi Shimon, the other Rabbi Shimon. Ella Epoch. Must be, you have to flip the Brisa around. And the Chachamim hold that it's Yesh Brera. And Rabbi Shimon says Ein Brera. So we found Rabbi Shimon's the opinion that holds of Ein Brera. Ask the Gemara, my Kasha. What was Rabbi Shimon's, what was Rav Yosef's problem with Rabbi Shimon? Dilma kilesla the Rabbi Shimon Brera bid to Oraisa. May, what was the kasha Rabbi Shimon, the steer of the Brises from the case of the Kusim with the Meiser versus the case of the Eruve Tchumen? Dilma kilesla the Rabbi Shimon Brera bid Oraisa. Maybe Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold a Brera by the Rises. Abel bid the Rabbanan Islay. But maybe when it comes to Tchumen, which is the Rabbanan. So Truma, which is the Oraisa in Brera. But by Tchumen the Rabbanan, you also have Yesh Brera. Answer the Gemara, Kasavar Rav Yosef, Man de Islay Brera, Loshnam Daraisa, Loshnam Darabanan Islay. The opinion that holds of Brera holds both by Daraisas and Darabanans, there's Brera. Man de Leslay Brera, Loshnam Daraisa, Loshnam Darabanan Leslay. And the one that denies Brera, so Rav Yosef held that if you hold of Brera, it's about both Daraisas and Darabanans. If you don't hold of Brera, it's not by Daraisas and not by Darabanans. Rava gives a different answer to the contradiction in the words of Rabbi Shimon. Rava Amar, really Rabbi Shimon holds Yesh Brera. Like the case of the Erev for all the Shabbosos of the year. Aye, so why does he forbid drinking of the wine, that drinking from the wine of Trumas and Mises at the end? Right before I said it was the Bryce of the Kusim. No, that was the wrong one. It's the one with the, where with the barrel, where he waited till the end. He left the Truma Mises for the end of the barrel. So the reason why he said there, you're not allowed to do that, not because he doesn't hold a Brera. No. Shani Hassan, this is what, somebody in my earlier shir pointed this out. Shani Hassan, to be inon racious, sheshiareha nikarin. No. The reason why it doesn't work to leave the truma over at the end is because when you're mafrish truma, it has to be mufrish in a way that this is the beginning and there's leftovers afterwards. So if you drink the whole barrel and all that's left over at the end is a truma, it doesn't work. Not because of breira problems. It really holds of breira. Breira wasn't a problem. But the problem is it's not racious. It's a lack of racious. By the definition of truma, you have to be mafrish. You have to have other stuff left over at the end. Sheshiyareha nikarin. That the leftovers are recognizable. Amalei Abai, elamiata, if you're being mechadesh, that there's this thing called racious, ha'ilafanav shnei rimonim shel tevel. A person has two pomegranates of tevel. Va'amar im yeredu gushamim hayom yehei zeh truma al zeh. If rain falls, then I want the one on the right to be truma. Retroactively. Vimlo yeredu gushamim hayom. And if rain doesn't fall, yehei zeh truma al zeh. Then I want the other pomegranate. So hachinami bein yordu bein lo yordu de'ein b'dvar of klum. You want to tell me that the truma doesn't work in either case, whether it rains or doesn't rain, because at the time that he's separated, it's not clear what the truma is and what the leftovers are. V'chitei hachinami, if you'll tell me that that's really true, that that doesn't work. V'hatanah, we learned in the Mishnah in Trumos, how Omer, a person looks at a pile of tevel. Trumas hakri hazeh umasrosa besocho. That the truma of this pile and the maaser are in the middle of the pile. In the middle of the pile. V'trumas maaser zeh besocho. And this trumas maaser also in the middle of the pile. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kara Hashem. It works. So you see, even though it's not clear which is which, it works. Answered the Gemara, shani hasam de'ikas fivav. No, there it's different. You said the middle of the pile is the truma, so whatever is around it is not. So it's clear. But apparently in the case of the barrel, it's not clear. It's not clear. Or when you bought the wine from the kusim, you can't tell what's left over. That's one answer. V'ibayisema, we can give a different answer. Really, Rabbi Shimon holds of Breira. Why does he say when you buy wine from the kusim, it doesn't work? It's not because ain't Breira. Kedektani taima, amrulo, Rabbi Yosef B'Shimon, amrulo le Rabbi Meir, how can you be matir to drink the wine because you're going to be mafresh it later? Iatamode shema yibaka hanod. Why aren't you worried that maybe the barrel will break and all the wine will go to waste and then it'll turn out, lamafreya, you were never mafresh truma? It's going to turn out that whatever you drank is going to be tevel because you never got to the end of the barrel. Why aren't you worried about that? Amar lahen, so Rav Meir said, likishe yibaka. I'll worry about that when the barrel breaks. In other words, he's not worried about that. He's not. That's a very far-fetched possibility. He's not worried about that. So you see that the machlokes isn't about breira. The machlokas is, they both agree to Breira. The machlokas is, are we worried maybe the barrel will break? Says the Gemara, Ulamai desalakadaiti meikara debin in rachis sheshiarani kara. And according to the explanation that we gave earlier, that the logic of those who argue in Rav Meir is not because we're afraid that the barrel will break, rather it's because there's no rachis. You need it to be distinguishable. Maika amrile. So then, what did they say to Rav Meir about Shemi Yibaka Hanod? Answers the Gemara, this is what they meant to say. Hachi Ka Amrile, this is what they meant to say to Rav Meir. Lidi Dun being in Rashis Shesherani Karin. We hold this doesn't work anyway because you have no leftovers. It's not clear which is the Truma. But Lidi Dach, but according to you, you should at least admit Iatamode Shemi Yibaka Hanod. Don't you admit that we should still be worried maybe the barrel will be destroyed? And therefore, Nimtza Shosa Tvalim Mafreya. So before you get to the end of the barrel, it's going to end up that you never were Mafresh Trumas and Maisuk, so the barrel's going to break and the wine's going to pour out and nothing's going to be Truma. You're not going to be able to give anything to the Kohen. Amar lahen Liksha Yivka. And on that, so really they themselves held it wasn't good anyway because it was racist, but they said to him, at least you should admit to us, why aren't you worried about maybe the barrel will break? And Rav Meir says, do me a favor, don't bother me, maybe the barrel will break. Look at Sheivaka. So you're right. If the barrel breaks, I'll be in trouble. But I'm not worried about that because it's a very infrequent. It's lo shchiach that the barrel will break. So Tosis over here in the Ramaskel E is bothered by this. So why did we assume the whole story was a brayer issue? The Bryce itself says what the issue is. The issue is they're worried about whether the barrel will break or not. Tosis explains, Sheyadu, that somehow they knew that it was really a brayer issue and not this. Very strange. Sheyadu is more logical. Even though they asked this question about Shemi Bakanod, that wasn't the major claim. Yeah, they did ask him about Shemi Bakanod, but that wasn't the real Taina was Brera. Not Shema. They just asked him this as a side point, but that wasn't the main issue. That's what Tosa says. Okay, gentlemen, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a wonderful day.
Would it be an issue at all if it was put aside, Maisa was put aside, but never actually got to the Kohen?